Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
For me, filming is different. I wouldn't call it procrastination. It's more like strategic aligning. I don't know. But editing, when I have to edit, oh my God. If let's say I wake up on a day, like I wake up tomorrow knowing, like even I have like the Copenhagen video that I have to edit. So I know tomorrow is like heavy editing day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is like I have it on my calendar. I'm editing that video, right?
Yeah.
I know that tomorrow when I wake up, I'm going to do a whole lot of shit before I sit down and like lock into edit. Because the reason why editing is like so hard to, I feel like, get to and I procrastinate it is because there's this certain, and now that you do YouTube also, like for your own, not the podcast, there's a certain type of like locking into the video that happens for you to be able to like
a zone.
Really do it.
Yeah. And once you're trapped in that zone, you're going through it. You're killing
like,
it.
You're kind just... of like becoming the machine. It's as if like my brain is like connected to the computer.
Yeah. And like you're in a bubble.
Yeah. And it's like, that's why if someone interrupts you is really hard to like even answer. Like if you ask me a question.
I know that.
You know,
and when Ali is editing and I'm asking her a question, she's...
I like can't hear you.
I would rather just like wait.
No, but I think... I mean, I feel like you get that now too. I don't think I ask you as many questions.
Oh, yeah. No, I get that too. I get that too. Also, especially too, like a lot of times when I interrupt you, it's like to show you a reel.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just like, bro,
what are you showing me?
Yeah, like I really don't care about this shit.
Like,
I don't care how good.
The zone.
Yeah.
So because the zone is so
precious,
full bodied experience, I feel like.
Oh my God, full bodied.
No, but it kind of feels like I'm in the timeline.
Yeah.
Sometimes that something about that type of like connection that has to happen makes me feel like I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah.
So let me do these other cute things. Let me look at all my emails. Let me do all the little busy things, whether it's like I need to send like some invoices or like sign some, you know, agreements.
I mean, those are not even like bad. Like, I mean.
No, those things are whatever. That's why like
I know,
always
but those are
those.
Still like things, invoice, email, whatever. I'm talking about the type of shit that I'm talking about is like I got to edit and I was just like, start cleaning, doing all the dishes.
Okay.
I would clean the whole kitchen.
I was going to say, I wasn't there yet.
Oh, okay. Because you talk about that, like...
I was going to say, that's like the go-to.
Oh, it's okay. That.
But before I even get to that point, I'll probably like make myself a good breakfast that will maybe take like an hour, you know? Especially because like we work for ourselves. And even though we have deadlines, that still means like, we don't have a boss that's waiting for us at 8 a.m. to show up in the office.
Yeah. Which is a good and a bad thing.
It's you know, the amount of self-motivation you have to have to be able to do what we do.
You can sleep in if you want, but then you're the only one who's... There's always consequences to these decisions.
Of course. Okay, yeah, you don't have a boss, but guess what? You have to be on your own ass all the time.
Yeah.
And that type of work isn't, like, for everybody. You know, I would say because of ballet and because of like the discipline I had to have with that. And I was so self-motivated in my dance career. And there was nobody that was like in my family trying to get me to continue. It was all me. So in that sense, like it really built and instilled this like discipline on like doing what you have to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like,
I think with sports for me is the same.
Like, yeah.
Yes, you had like your team practices, but like you got to practice outside of practice too. Like nobody would tell me to, like my parents didn't really, they wouldn't tell me, okay, go, you should go to the park and like practice.
Yeah.
You know, those are all things that you got to do yourself.
And I do think there are some people that if it was all up to them, they wouldn't get shit done. Like there's some people that need someone to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
They need someone to like be there to keep them in check.
Yeah. And that's also okay because there's many people like that.
Yeah.
Like I met people in the past that are like, I need someone to tell me what I got to do today and I'm going to do it. But then guess what? Once I'm done with that, I don't hear about it.
Yeah.
I don't think about it.
No,
I don't dream about it. Nobody calls me about it. Nobody emails me.
That's literally my dad. He's so like that.
What?
He's like, I just want to go in, do what I got to do, get out.
And leave me until I come back
in. There's no innovation. There's no like thinking about this. What should I do? Like, let's try this. Let's do that. Let me write these notes. Let me look this up.
It's exhausting.
It is because you can always, as I said, you can always do something. But I think I can speak for both of us that we're so glad that, you know, we're able to actually like pay rent and bills and you know, live this life with like what we do. But yeah. Procrastinating is around every corner because, as I said, I wake up and I'm like, what breakfast should I make? Ooh, should I make these pancakes? Should I try this new recipe? It's like, bro, you got work to do. Like, just make something and get to it.
Yeah.
But like, I'll take my time, or you and I will be like, oh, babe, should we do laundry? Yeah. Should we do black or white? Should I throw the sheets in?
I think this is the funniest thing that we do. Whenever we have to record on a specific day and we know that we need to record right now.
Oh, my God. I actually,
it would be like nobody would say anything around the house, right? We kind of like wouldn't really talk, and one of us would like start cleaning, and then the other person would look over and be like, damn, I don't want to record right this second either. Let me just join. And we start helping each other, and we cleaned. There's a few times we cleaned the whole apartment.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like scrubbing on the floor, like scrubbing hard.
Okay, scrubbing the floor.
No, like in the kitchen when there's a spot of like a dry smoothie from last week.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And I always think while I'm in that zone and while I'm doing it, I think it's so funny. But in my head, I'm thinking like, yeah, maybe we should really clean the house.
Yeah, well, because actually, it's good that you brought that up because I think I procrastinate the podcasts more than editing. I think I procrastinate the podcast probably the most out of anything in my life. And when I say that is I don't edit the podcast. I just record.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Why are you procrastinating?
I'm procrastinating the podcast because we have to set up.
Yeah, the setting up, guys, is if we didn't have to set up, and we've said it many times before in the episodes, but like if we didn't have to set up, and one day, by the way, we will have a second bedroom to where this will be up.
Yeah, but what happens when we have a kid? That second bedroom will go to the baby.
I don't know, but we're going to figure it out, right? I'm trying to find solutions here.
Or maybe the baby's room, like the baby will be in our room and then the second bedroom will still be.
I mean, when does your baby need their own room?
Yeah, but you know, you want it to be cute. You don't want the baby to be like in a room with hella screen
tripods. I know, but that's why the baby's bed can be in our room.
Yeah.
And then when it's big enough to walk, not it's when she or he or, you know, when
they.
Yeah. When they're big enough to... You know, when they need
they
their own room,
in their room,
then okay. But like year one and two, like you sleep with us.
It's good for the baby to like have their own room so they don't expect to like be sleeping with mom and dad and like.
But not with us in the bed. I'm talking about like.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We're not even there.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm just trying to give us a space for the podcast. You introduced the issue.
Yeah, that's true.
You introduced, well, what happens when we have a... It's like, damn. That's what you do.
But yeah, something about the podcast is actually kind of like editing in the sense that once we like start recording.
But once you sit down like today, right?
It feels like I'm like plugged into the podcast.
Exactly.
And even though in this moment right now,
it's like you black out.
Easy work. Like right now, I'm just like bitty, bitty, bop, bitty, boom, boom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But once like we're done recording, I'm just going to feel this like boom. Of like tiredness.
Okay.
Because
you've been
it is
talking,
kind of like when you're at the club and you've been in the club for like a minute, the music is loud, but it doesn't even feel that loud anymore because it's been loud and you've been yelling the whole time that now you don't even feel like you're yelling, you've been yelling. Like you're just talking, but you're actually yelling and you've been dancing and hopping around and shit. And you don't even realize how exhausted you are and maybe even how drunk you are until you like either go to the bathroom or get out of the club.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like the podcast, we're at the club and I don't realize how crazy it's been going.
Because you're just having fun.
Until like we stop recording and I'm like, damn.
Because it is like you have to talk. You have to talk to a mic. You have to make sense. Like what you're saying. So like your brain is working the whole time because someone is listening to this.
And you're also just like, I don't know, you're plugged in the conversation.
Exactly. So let's stay plugged in. That's great.
No, I'm plugged in.
I know.
What are some things that you do? Okay, so we talked, we do laundry. Cleaning, I feel like, is a universal big thing that we can all agree. Like, we'll just randomly start clearing the fridge.
Oh, cleaning the fridge too. Yeah.
It's that, like, you know,
like cleaning the vegetable areas, like pulling the drawers out.
Oh yeah, you only
cleaning.
Did that the other day.
I don't know what I had to do. I probably had to edit a podcast episode or something, but I would just, I feel like the reason why I do that, okay, so here are the moments where I procrastinate and I know for sure that this is why I'm doing it. It has to be something that requires time. If I know the task at hand is like a few hours.
Yeah.
That's going to take, I'm going to do some other random shit before I do that.
Yeah.
If it's something that I had that requires like critical thinking, or did I have to like maybe emails? I hate emailing.
Really?
I hate emailing like an
now
answer.
Now with like AI and shit, you can just have it written for you.
No, I think I still hate emailing. I don't know
why. I think you're just not used to emailing. That's why.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff. It's just like, can I just text you? Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's because emailing, you have to like write a certain, talk a certain way.
Yeah, talk a certain way. And I'm just like, yo, I don't even talk like that. Like, who is this, you know?